let's talk some footy, though. Yvonne Sampson's joining us. How are you, Yvonne?
Oh, I'm beautiful, boys. How are you?
Yeah, fantastic. And Anzac Day delivered. A lot of points, really, in the end, wasn't there, across the three games, particularly the last two. Let's start with the main event, as always, though, the Dragons and the Roosters. Oh, gee, it must have been a tough day. Oh, I think you were there, weren't you? I saw you there with Chris in a photo. How was it?
Yeah, it was. I mean, I think the Anzac Day at Allianz is essential for any footy fan, whether you support the Roosters or Dragons or don't. I just think the spectacular way that they honour our servicemen and women is truly special. And, to be there is always a privilege. For all those pre-game ceremonies and all the moments that you take to reflect on our defence history and future. So, yeah, it was lovely to be there. Was it lovely to be there with a Dragons fan? No, absolutely not. Horrendous. Absolutely horrendous. And I think once the scoreboard ticked over to 50, he went, let's go. So we were, and I never endorsed leaving a game early, but we were one of the many, many, many Red V fans just making their miserable way out of Allianz. That was some declaration by the Roosters. And I think they've been under the pump from multiple angles in recent weeks. You know, all different attitudes and questions and critics arising around what the Roosters are doing, why aren't they performing the way we'd expect them to do. But, that was a spectacular scoreboard effort. Once you tick over 60 points at Allianz Stadium on one of the biggest regular season games that we have in the year, it's pretty special.
Yeah, I think you're right there, and everything you said there, Vonnie, about the Roosters, I think we're all waiting to see a performance like that and wondering whether they could deliver it, given the roster that they've got, how they've assembled it, and it just wasn't clicking, and we're all having our own thoughts on why it wasn't. But yesterday, it worked. Two questions. One, can they continue to play like that, and wasn't it great to see Sam Walker play as well as he did and take ownership of that group? And he looked like he was the dominant force out there yesterday.
Oh, Sam Walker, 10 out of 10. That was a out-of-the-box performance. That was a statement that he needed to make. And, you know, he scored a try, set up three others. He kicked 10 from 10, a 24-point personal haul. And for such a little halfback, he had such a huge impact. And he absolutely tore the Dragons apart. And you could see, even when Trent Robinson spoke after that game and he said, look, you know, Sam's different. He doesn't conform to all the constraints and the rules and the normality that you want. He's a bit of a coach killer in that regard. He just sort of does what he wants to do, but he's a sheer footy player. He sort of does things that he feels is right, and he goes on instinct. And, you know, he goes sometimes for the high-risk stuff, but it works. And when you see him in full flight like that, I thought, yeah, it was spectacular to see Sam really have a game like that. The Dragons just went back into their shell. And I think it was tough when they lost Moses Suli from that first tackle of the game. You know, Jared Weir-Hargreaves carting the ball back off that opening kickoff. And you just thought, oh, my goodness, this could be a really long afternoon for the Dragons. And poor Zach Lomax, he is leading the Dally M count heading into this round. And that was probably his worst game ever. So, yeah, Flano's got a lot to look at. For St George Illawarra, he said that brought them down to earth with a thud. Can the Roosters keep it up? Well, that's the thing. They've got to keep up this consistency. They've got to keep up this energy because they've got a lot of headway to make up, to be honest. Now, I know the competition's really tight, but they need to give another few performances and start banking these wins. It doesn't all have to be 60 points, obviously, but just to keep everyone at bay and keep everyone happy and to perform the way we want them to perform, yeah, more games like that, please.
Von Star, Dragons weren't great, but neither were the Rabbitohs. What are they going to do?
Well, gosh, you feel sorry for Jason Demetriou, don't you? He said once again, yep, he's going to be wondering about his future after a performance like that. He urged his players to take some ownership, you know, because they were thrashed 54-20 by the Storm in Melbourne. And look, playing Melbourne in Melbourne on Anzac Day, it's a really tough ask for anyone. It's usually the Warriors, but the Warriors wanted to take Anzac Day to New Zealand for a special ceremony and to celebrate on their own soil, which you can respect. So the Rabbitohs got the call up to go down to Amy Park. And yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with the Rabbitohs. I think if they get pumped again next week by Penrith on Thursday, does that mean that David Ferner takes over for the rest of the season? I mean, what's their timeline? They said they've got this 5-week period. But yeah, I think there's more questions than answers coming out of South at the moment. And I don't feel like we're seeing any sort of clear headway at all. Because 54-20 and the way that they went about it, not much has changed there, unfortunately.
Cameron Munster Vonnie as a Queenslander. And, you know, we've been worried about his fitness, or at least certainly Queensland fans worried about his fitness and what level he is at. Well, based on what we saw last night, there will be no one else but him in the number six Maroons jersey.
Oh, Jesus, good to see a little monster pop up when you you just start to think, how far away is Origin? You know, you've had those conversations with your mates. When's Origin again? When's game one? Yeah. Oh, look, just about this time, and Cameron Munster brings out a performance like that. He's so dominant. He's so tough. He's so clever. And yeah, when he puts together like that, and I also think Jerome Hughes is probably one of the most underrated halfbacks in the competition. So when you see that spine all ticking together, Harry Grant, Ryan Pappenhausen, I know they've had very limited time together over recent years, but yeah, Munster certainly the beneficiary, and you better believe Billy Slater would have been very happy with what he saw last night.
What do you make of Melbourne, Vonnie? At the start of the year, I didn't have Melbourne as one of my teams that would play in a grand final, but I think I need to reassess that, because I think they are capable of being there and winning it from what I've been seeing, and they're building nicely. And that was a performance I was looking for from them last night.
Yeah, I think Melbourne, I'm with you, Loz. I thought they were just a bit off last year. I don't think their forwards had the impact that we would expect from a traditional Melbourne. You know, just the meterage and the dominance, they just didn't get that ascendancy. And this year they seem to have turned it around. So that gives, obviously, a lot more space to play with. And, yeah, I think we probably underestimated the Storm heading into this year. I don't know why, because have we not learned anything over the last 20 years, especially with Craig Bellamy potentially is his last year there. And, yeah, I think I'm the same. I think I probably underestimated the Storm and their capabilities. And, yeah, they'll definitely be there once again. And, yeah, we were stupid for sort of not giving them their due credit, I think.
And, Vonnie, what's the latest with Josh Schuster? I know he's left Manly, but any ideas where he's going to end up?
Oh, it's hard, isn't it? I think this whole contract is a really ugly episode for Manly. And for Josh, he's sort of become a bit of an undesirable at the moment. You know, he was getting paid on potential we still haven't seen yet. So, yeah, I know he's off Manly's books, but where does he go? I'm not sure, because at the moment he's a very expensive option if you take his form. And look, he's been playing New South Wales Cup, so are you paying that sort of money for a reserve grader? I don't know. I think for Josh, he owes it to himself to really just knuckle down, focus on what he's good at, focus on what matters, and get stuck into some footy, because we've had a lot of stories about this guy, and really we haven't seen anything on the field. You know, if you point to the scoreboard, he's got nothing to show for himself. So he's really got to just work out what he wants to do and what matters, and that's being an NRL first grader. Let's start there. So, yeah, I think Josh Schuster's, it'll be an interesting, I haven't heard of where he's looking or what his manager's doing or any sort of potential interest from any clubs, but he'll pop up somewhere and you just hope he's not one of those guys that, you know, could have been a superstar and just never quite made it. But Manly have got a massive game on tonight. I'm really looking forward to this. Manly and Parra, they only played each other three or four weeks ago. But Manly have sort of been steady sailing after that. You can't say the same about Parra. Brad Arthur said yesterday that, you know, he's had to make sweeping changes. He said everyone was really sheepish around the Eels this week. He said they were a little bit embarrassed, a little bit disappointed about that Darwin capitulation. And he thought, good, that's how you all should feel. You should be embarrassed about that. So he reckons they've dealt with it, which is good. And the important thing is tonight, the way they move on, the response that they give, because yeah, it's pretty tense times for Parramatta, and BA said he hasn't demanded a response, but if the boys had a lot of self-respect in their craft as a footy player and the jersey, they need to come out and put on a performance tonight, because, yeah, what we saw against the Dolphins in Darwin was nowhere near acceptable, and yeah, everyone was pretty disappointed. So, yeah, I think tonight will be very interesting to see how the Blue and Golds get back on track, hopefully.
Gee, they've really started blaring the music in the background here at the Grange Golf Course in Adelaide. Yvonne Sampson from Fox League joining us. Loz is dancing as well. I mean, it's just, honestly, it's quite off-putting.
Well, one of the great songs was on.
Yeah, look.
Let's get down to business.
Mate, the looks on the facials you were giving were just disturbing. But anyway, yeah. Vonnie, Des Hasler and the Titans have a victory. And yeah, I think it's been coming for a few weeks as well, but also the Warriors, like, where are they at all of a sudden? I mean, we all love the Warriors. They're a lot of people's second team, but they're all of a sudden in it Well, I guess a ditch, not really a hole, but a little ditch.
Yeah, well, they've lost their last three games, which has been a bit of a curveball for the Warriors, and their coach, Andrew Webster, said he was gutted. I think when you look at their fifth tackle options, that was really poor yesterday. They had 22 play the balls inside the Titans' red zone, and they just couldn't come up with a match winner. They couldn't come up with a way to work their way out of danger and get a try. So, yeah, I think the Warriors have... I don't know what's going on, but they're not playing the way that they want to. The Titans, though... Finally, that drought's been broken, and Des Hasler said, if you look over the past month, that performance has been building, and he's right. Des had a little sneaky surprise for Manly last week, and you know, Manly only got away with it by the skin of their teeth on the Gold Coast. So, yeah, Titans have been building, which is good, and I think we've sort of forgotten that they lost Tino Fasua-Amalawi, which is such a major knock for a club like the Titans. And, yeah, Florin said that you could feel the desperation from the boys. And they just needed to get that win. So that was a big ask for them to go across to New Zealand on a big occasion. That was the biggest gathering of New Zealand Defence Force anywhere in the world. So they, I think they had about 150 Army and Air Force personnel. And, Mount Smart Stadium was, you know, really up for this, and it was another sellout. But, yeah, it was a big performance by the Titans to go over there and get that performance and get that win. And then, yeah, finally now they can start to hit a little bit of fresh air and move on, because once you get one, it's much easier to keep going.
Early in the week, Vonnie, we had a real good guy, a real warrior, Dale Finucane, announce his retirement from the game. What's his legacy, do you think?
Oh, I love big Johnny Rambo. He's like a real-life action hero, isn't he? He's very, very special. He's had an incredible career, and disappointed that he doesn't get to go out on his own terms. And, you know, in this game, not everyone gets a fairy tale. But you can never question the way Dale played and all heart. And to his credit, his wife sort of urged him to you know, seek medical attention and get some database and get some information on his symptoms that he was experiencing. And then, yeah, just the call was made, because sometimes, you know, your health and your family and your future are more important than footy. So to retire effective immediately must have been a really tough decision, but really the only decision to make in the end. And I hope Dale comes and works with us at Fox, because he's done a couple of things on the panel and he's an absolute superstar and just one of the nicest guys. So, yeah, I know the future will be great for Dale, but... yeah, sad news, I think, when one of those guys like that will never, ever let you down doesn't get a chance to go out on his own terms. But, yeah, we'll remember Dale for all the great stuff he gave us, and we're definitely going to miss that big charge on run that apparently he'd do that around the club, and he'd do that at training. So, yeah, we love Dale, and, yeah, hopefully we'll see him on the Fox League coverage.
We spoke about the Parramatta Manly game tonight at Brookvale, and the Manly players will be wearing black armbands. And just such sad news, Vonnie, during the week, a couple of days ago. Terry Hill, at just 52 years of age, has passed away.
Very, very sad. And I think Manly Warringah, they'll pay tribute to their premiership winner, Terry Hill, this evening. And they'll have something special planned at Brookvale Oval. And as you mentioned, only 52. So sudden and so sad. And I mean, he was part of the footy show in the golden era, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And he was such a character and a bit of a larrikin. And the players will wear black armbands tonight, and they'll remember one of the great players for, especially through that 90s era for Manly. And it was such a special time for them. So, yeah, all our thoughts and sympathy go to Terry Hill's family and friends and all those who knew and loved him. But, yeah, a bit of a shock this week for all of the fans, and we'll definitely pay tribute to him tonight.
We better get a tip from Uncle Laurie if he's got one.
Oh, yes, Morfettville. Tomorrow, race 5, number 1, Arkansas Kid.
Okay, right. Arkansas Kid. Well, okay, I'll have to find that. My computer's just blown up. But thank you, Vonnie. Thank you so much.
I think it was about $3.50 or something.
Okay. Beautiful. Well, we'll give it strength. Vonnie,
boys,
you
enjoy
have a great...
Liv. It sounds like you're in a nightclub. Well, don't enjoy it. Have you got your good jeans on?
We've just watched Phil Mickelson walk past.
He
us.
Just got out of the car, yeah. Right in front of us.
What?
Yep, the great Phil Mickelson. I gave him a wave, Vonnie. I've got nothing back.
Oh, not a Raiders fan.
Well, that's okay. I'll fight on.
You just keep dancing, mate. You just keep dancing. Vonnie, have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thank you, boys. See ya.